Good morning. This is Carol Knier, your Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital, bringing you HealthWorks. So on my show today, I have Steve Price. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Carol.
And Steve is the director of the Wayne County Office of Emergency Management, right? Did I get it right?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, this is a very, very hard man to get pinned down to do a show. Right, Steve?
I apologize for that.
No, I don't want you to apologize because, you know, the fact that you're busy and can't sit down with me for 15 minutes means that, you know, you do a great job at what you do because you're important. You are. I mean, how long have you been with, you know, the Wayne County Emergency Service?
I've been with Wayne County Emergency Management since 2006, May.
Wow. So, you know, you've been on this job for a long time.
A little while compared to some of my subordinates, but yes.
So you really know Wayne County, and that's why I have you here today. You know, what is the mission of the Wayne County Emergency Management?
Well, we provide the planning, training, resources for preparedness, prevention, response to, you know, recovery and mitigation of all hazards. And when I say all hazards, that's any hazard that would happen within the county boundaries. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to be tasked with.
Right. And, you know, at first when I saw it, I saw hazard emergencies. But when we were talking prior to pressing record, all emergencies. So kind of give us some examples of what emergencies.
Well, today we have a little bit of snow coming down. So if that evolved into a blizzard or a major event, major snow event where mm-hmm. we have closings and motors stranded out on interstates or roadways, we'd coordinate with all of our local responders, and state entities and, you know, federal government, if it got that far, to mitigate any issues that would be with motor stranded or people that would need food or power outages, anything of that nature, anything that constitutes a hazard mm-hmm. Or disruption in your daily, you know, routines is what we are called upon to task with by our local supervisors, our local emergency responders, my commissioners. Mm-hmm. So we have that whole realm that we cover.
So you kind of just answered my question. You know, who's on your team? Basically, a lot of people.
Yes. In the emergency management office itself, I have mm-hmm. an admin assistant, Deborah Doyle, and I have a deputy director under me, which is Pete Hooker. And obviously, I am the director for the department. So that's our staff of three. But we widen that out with volunteer base and also with our, you know, elected officials are all get drug into it. So we have a huge team when we've got to stand up and work.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this was something I found interesting when we were kind of planning the show is, so every county in PA has their own emergency management team, right?
That is correct.
But you were explaining something different about how Pennsylvania is a Commonwealth state.
Yes, Pennsylvania, it's a state, the state of Pennsylvania, but we are a commonwealth. There's a few other commonwealths out, Virginia's another one. But in a commonwealth, everything lies at the local level of government, mm-hmm. such as if you were in a township, you would have township supervisors. Typically, that consists of elected officials, three, usually on the supervisor board. They handle all the emergency services, the needs for emergency services, and all the issues that would take place within that township. They're required to handle that. If they had a major issue, since we're here for emergency preparedness, if they had some type of emergency, a major issue within their township boundaries, and they taxed all their resources in there, their fire department, their police, their EMS, that was all tasked and they had nothing else available. They would reach out to their neighbors, their neighboring townships. Once it hit the point where there's nothing left that they need the help, they reach out to the county. Mm-hmm. Usually we have EMCs, which are emergency management coordinators in each township and borough, in our county, mm-hmm. and just about all the other counties, the 6-7 counties in Pennsylvania are like that. So we have volunteers that are out in the townships and in the boroughs. They would coordinate with us. They'd call and say, hey, we're looking for three backhoes because we have two working now and we can't get any others. What resource do you have? And then that's when we go to work. We have resource lists. We have different avenues we could explore. If we cannot provide that and there's nothing left and we need help as a county now, mm-hmm. we're going to be reaching out to the state.
Okay.
It's Pennsylvania Emergency Management.
Right.
So you see it's in tiers. Starts at the local mm-hmm. level, comes up to the county, then it goes up to the state. And the state says, boy, we really need, we don't have any of that. It's all deployed out because of another disaster going on or somewhere else or whatever the case is. They'd be reaching up to the federal government.
Okay.
But it's all with declarations and things. We have major issues. You know, we have to declare our townships and boroughs. I need adjoining townships or boroughs to declare that, listen, you know, we can't handle this. We have big issues here. Mm-hmm. So they got to declare an emergency within our township, declaration of disaster.
Okay.
They send them into my office. Once I get them in, I roll them all up and I send them into the commissioner's office. In conversation with the commissioner's office, what we'll do is I will advise them saying, yeah, we have big issues here. We're going to have to declare. Let's declare Wayne County. Once Wayne County declares, they send that up to the state.
Oh.
The state takes all the county issues and all the counties that declared. And if it's big enough and large enough, such as like hurricanes are big ones, big rainstorms is where a lot of that, because widespread damage across state lines and, I mean, just large, vast amount of population that's going to be affected.
Right.
So it all gets rolled up and then it goes to the federal government. Mm-hmm. And with that, obviously, there is monetary. There's a number we have to reach at the county level to be able to declare. If we're just under that number, we would still roll it up in hopes that there would be large numbers elsewhere to kind of carry that. But typically, there's a number we have to reach monetary-wise to declare.
Right.
You know, a disaster within the...
And so in that mix, all of a sudden we have this pandemic now with COVID-19 too. So that has been added to everything on top of you just talked about doing on a regular basis. And again, I want to get into the emergency preparedness, you know, kit and stuff like that. But yeah, that has been a challenge, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. That's been a huge challenge. And it's not just us, it's not just Wayne County, it's you know, nation. It's huge.
It is.
And it is a pandemic.
Right.
So we're still working it. We're learning certain things as we go. We've had a lot of best practices and we've had some things that we've got to adjust to and you know, redo and a different way to approach it. But we're going and we're doing the best we can to provide the services still that are needed with this pandemic as well.
And I do want to thank you, thank you and the commissioners and, you know, all the individuals that work on that county level and down. I mean, I think they have done an amazing job, you know, with helping individuals the best they can and businesses and, you know, anyone who lives in Wayne County. You know, under our umbrella, we've done an amazing job. So thank you.
We thank you for that.
No, you're welcome. So, okay. So it is snowing today as we're recording this show, right? So, you know, what should somebody do to prepare for emergencies? You know, yeah, we have snow, we have blizzards, rain and stuff. But, you know, we also have now COVID-19. We're recommending people to social distance to stay at home when they can. So what can they do? What information is out there for them?
There's a whole chest of information out there that's available. The Pennsylvania Emergency Management on their website itself, okay, I'll give you the website for that. It's a lot of different information on there for preparedness for specific incidents right up to just like a generalized emergency what to have. But the bottom line is at least 3 days for an emergency. Prepare for at least 3 days. So in other words, your medications, water, food, you know, make sure there's at least 3 days. And the reason they go with that 3 days is because when the information comes in for, like, say, a power outage and that's widespread, okay, they're trying to get you to have that stuff readily available so that 5 hours into it, you're not out of food or, you know, nothing, the generator runs out of gas or fuel and you don't have any. So they're trying to get that self-sustaining for that 3 days because it may be in a huge incident. It may be within that 3 days or up to that 3 days before help could get there to assist. So that's what they're looking at. Like I said, medications and also people on this website I will provide to you is for pets. A lot of people have pets that are you know, like children to them. So if you have a pet that has needs, might need medication. I have an older gentleman I know that his cat has diabetes and it has medication. So trying to get him to gear up to say, hey, make sure the vet gives you at least a 3-day supply. Or as you're getting low, keep that 3-day supply. So you can take care of yourself and your cat if there's an issue. You know, nobody could get here for that time. We're not trying to, you know, scare anybody saying you're not going to see any other life form for 3 days. But, you know, just be prepared for that in case because our county's huge. We're 752 square miles, roughly. I believe our population is 52,000 somewhere
around there.
Summertime, obviously, that explodes with yes. population wise because we are a vacation area. So we've got to prepare for that as the emergency management. We have two different tiers that we work off of, summer and then, you know, winter months. This is our relaxation month, our relaxation time, season, I guess you could say, even though it is snowing.
And although you did not take a vacation this year, that's what I asked you because of everything going on. So I don't know how you can relax, but yes.
Well, we try, but hey, I want everybody to know that that website, if they could get onto it, you can go on via your mobile phone. As long as you have internet access, get in. You can print information. You can screenshot it and save it. And if not, I have a lot of this information within our office. You know, with the COVID situation, everything going on, we are kind of restricting walk-ins, but we do, you know, if you call our office, we'll meet you out in the parking lot, we'll meet in the lobby, because we are in our 911 center, so we've got to make sure the integrity of that is upheld.
So what number could they call, or where are you located? So
we're at 43 Volunteer Drive. That's out right next to our recycling center. A lot of people know the recycling center. There is another building that's set off to the left of that as you come up into the recycling center. But our number for my office is going to be 253-1622. And it's 570 area code. That'll get you right to the emergency management. And, you know, say what you need. If you need information, we will get it to you. Okay. But also, if you do have internet access, you could go right on to, we have a website for the county EMA. You could go on to the county courthouse website, which has links to all the other departments. But a direct avenue into Pima to get this information is www.readypa.org. It's www.readypa.org.
That's pretty easy.
That's a pretty easy one. There's a lot of information on there. They have pamphlets, flyers, all kinds of things built in there.
I know. Actually, when I was preparing for the show, your site took me to this site, the readypa.org, and I got some information, and I thought it was really, really helpful.
Well, good. I'm glad to see that you tested it out and it worked for
us. I did. I always like to test things out, you know, because I think one of, you know, part of my job is to educate. And, you know, that's why I have, you know, individuals like you on here. You know, what about, you know, we have only about like 2 minutes left. You know, we're getting into the colder months, especially around here in Northeast PA. You know, we're cold from now until May, I say, and we have snow on the ground somewhere. But heating systems, you know, should people, if they have a wood stove or even a chimney, should they have that looked at? You know, what are some safety guidelines?
Absolutely. And, you know, with wood burners, they're a great source of heat. We do live in a rural area, so wood is pretty accessible. I would hope that before firing up your wood stove for the season, that it was checked over and, you know, the chimney cleaned and once over by a professional was done.
Right.
If it has not, and we're already into it now because it got a little bit cold because we were spoiled for a while. Yeah. Halfway decent.
We were.
But, you know, reach out and get somebody to check it out. Last thing we want to do is be our responders in the county having to come out for a house fire because it's tragic this time of the year because if you don't have a house, it's cold and there's a lot of moving parts to try to get you a place to get into to stay warm if your house catches fire and burns. But definitely maintain your services, your furnaces, your wood burners, and also generators. A lot of people end up with generators. That's great because you're self-sustaining. That's that three-day thing.
Right.
So that's great. But word of caution, if you have a generator, a small one, like the hand ones that they have that you start that is gas-operated or diesel-operated, please don't put them in a closed area. Do not put them in your house or in your garage with the garage door shut. Move them away from the structure. Run an extension cord. Put them outside the house away because you have carbon monoxide issues if it's in. Or if it's outside too close to the house, it could pull into the house through vents or anything. So that's be mindful of that as well.
Right.
But again, just maintaining and servicing your oil burners. If you have propane service, you know, wood burners, make sure everything's maintained and checked over.
Right.
It's a very low cost to have that done than it is to have to go through a loss of your residence.
Right. And I know I had on my show Mr. Dooley, I think that's his name, who kind of oversees the fire department.
Yes.
And we talked about, you know, fire, smoke detectors and carbon monoxide protectors, how important that is too, right?
Yes, they are very important in the residence. Mr. Dooley does have he's a wealth of information with that. I know his department, Holmesdale Fire Department, they do go out and they put in their area, they install smoke detectors. Now, with that being said, with the COVID, I'm not sure how that's affecting the others. But right. I mean, he could be reached out. We do have his number, or we could get you in contact through my mm-hmm. office. And you had him on the show, so I'm sure you have contacts for him as well.
I do. I keep those contacts, and I use them when we need them, definitely. Good. So, well, Steve, I just can't believe, like, we're out of time. I mean, we could probably talk for another 15, 20 minutes on many, many things that you do. So, again, if you're just listening, I have Steve Price. He's the director of Wayne County Office of Emergency Management. Steve, thank you so much for being on the show. Can you just kind of give us your location and a phone number or a contact number?
Absolutely. We are located at 43 Volunteer Drive, Honesdale, Pennsylvania. That's up off of Route 652. It's right next to our recycling center. So the Wayne County Recycling Center, we're to the left of that when you come up the recycling center driveway. Mm-hmm. And my office phone number for the emergency management is 570-253-1622. That number will put you right into the office.
Okay, great. But if it really is a true emergency, you don't want anyone driving up there, or you want them to call 911, right?
Absolutely. Any kind of emergency, please dial 911. And, right. You know, dispatchers will guide them what needs to be done or send them emergency services.
Mm-hmm. So, Steve, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. And again, if you had to leave the show early and couldn't listen to everything, you can also visit our website at WMH.org and go under HealthWorks, and you can listen to this show that's pre-recorded. And also, if you go on the Radio Bold app or website and you go under HealthWorks, you can listen to any of the previous shows. So again, this is Carol Knier, your community health manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.